Hello, everyone, and welcome to Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Smackdown. What are you shaking your head no for already?
You wanted to say it used to be better.
It did used to be better. That name could also go for the SmackDown portion of this show.
Wow. What it is.
I'm your host, Steve Ficorni. That is my co-host in life and the podcast, April.
Hi.
What's happening?
We had a break.
Yeah. The plague took over the house again.
Not with me. Just you and the kid.
Damn. Yeah, and we missed an important week.
We did. We had a really important week.
AEW pay-per-view.
And AEW good show.
Yeah.
So.
But that's in the past.
It's in the past. We're past that. Because it's in the past.
This is the show where we take the best week, the past of Dynamite and SmackDown, crumple it up, throw it at your face. Let's get into it. March 4th, 2020. We're already in March. April.
It's March.
March, April. Show starts off with Jon Moxley, the new champion, April.
The new.
What did you think of the Revolution match between Jon Moxley and Chris Jericho?
I thought it was good. Why?
That was a big yawn.
I know. Got real sleepy waiting for you in here. I'm not into the blood.
I was going to say, the match got bloody.
Not into it.
April's favorite.
Nope. Not into it. Stop bleeding. Everyone. Every single person.
I don't think this one was on purpose.
It fucking sure wasn't.
Moxley comes out and says,
how do you like that he's the champion? What a hating ass bitch.
No.
He's hating.
It's always more interesting
when the heel is champion.
It is. And the babyface is chasing.
Okay, but he's been champion for almost a year.
They should have made it a year. He should have made it a full year. And then lost it at the pay-per-view we're going to.
Okay. You just want it because of that.
Yes. Okay. Of course. But now we'll get to see Jon Moxley.
Uh-huh.
Who basically says he's going to be a fighting champion and talks a bunch of shit about Jericho, which
his,
brings out...
promos are pretty sincere, though.
Yeah. The best is the, hey, what the fuck, during Revolution.
He wasn't done talking, but he couldn't think of anything. Then he was like, I'm going to go drink whiskey.
Inner Circle comes out, and
everyone's just singing that fucking song.
Judas in my mind. Mm-hmm. Jericho says he doesn't need the belt to be the champion, and that the Moxley era sucks.
It was so funny. He's like, "Do you guys like it?" He's like, "I think it sucks ass." That's what he says.
He also
said, "Shut your ass" to the audience.
Yeah. He also says, that he was training to fight a one-eyed man,
mm-hmm.
and that Moxley was lying, and that's not befitting of a champion.
So stupid.
Basically says that he'll leave Moxley in the ring tonight, and if he doesn't, he's going to take a 60-day leave. And then the crowd starts chanting,
Fozzy sucks. Which sounds like Moxley sucks, so it didn't...
It did. We were very confused.
Didn't come off right.
Yeah. Then we get our opening match, Colt Cabana and SCU versus the Dark Order. This is your first time seeing Colt Cabana?
It sure was. What? He's pretty good, though.
I love Colt Cabana.
Okay. You're in love with him.
Scotty Goldman.
Who's that?
That was his NXT name before NXT.
He was in NXT?
He was in Florida. Yeah, championship running. Wrestling. Scotty Goldman.
Cool.
He had like two matches.
Mm-hmm.
And he did some commentary. And then he was let go.
Bye.
Cool. What did you think of the match?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Cabana did sign a new contract. So he is full on AEW.
Wow.
Which is interesting because he was on NWA Power, that YouTube show.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's on AEW. There seemed to be some miscommunication between him and the Dark Order. Some stutter steps, but I'm sure it's kind of first match. Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting into the groove of it. Won't fault him for that. Cabana hits his finisher into the Superman pin. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that Superman pin was funny.
The Chicago skyline.
Yeah.
And then Uno grabs a microphone and says, "It's not how it was supposed to happen. Heads are going to roll when the Exalted One shows up."
Who is it? Who is it?
Heads will roll.
Okay.
What would you grade that match?
Like a B minus. Hey, drink my water. Come on, man.
This is vodka.
It's not. I don't. You're still coughing and stuff, man.
We kiss on the lips.
Barely.
I breathe in your face while you're sleeping.
Barely.
Like Ursula stealing Ariel's voice.
Okay.
A minus. Great match.
A minus.
Get to see the Dark Order in action, which is always good. Get to see all of SCU and Cole Kamana in action.
It's a B.
A plus. And David Arquette designed Cole Cabana's ring jacket.
Okay.
I'm changing it to an A plus. Then we get all through the show, there's highlights of the pay-per-view match, which is pretty nice. Because I feel like WWE doesn't even do that.
They do.
But I felt like it was, they were showing every match. Because they even showed like the Chris Statlander match.
I feel like WWE does that. Now you're just hating.
Then we get Big Swole versus Leva Bates.
Swole. Swole. Her song is so like just catchy.
Swole. It is pretty good. This was a generic squash match.
Yeah.
Swole smashes Leva Bates. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that chick's... What is... Is that the librarian chick?
Yeah, that's Blue Pants.
Yeah. I don't really like her look.
Wow. Wow.
Her outfit was, like, funny.
Yeah, it's like a dress shirt with no sleeves.
Yeah, but I don't
booty
mind,
shorts.
I don't mind that. I feel like the booty shorts were, like... beige or something. Was it like beige?
No, they were black.
Oh shit, well then I don't know, something were was they off.
Beige.
I felt like she looked like almost like nude.
What were you watching?
I don't know, I don't remember. I guess
what would you grade that squash match?
It was whatever. It was like a B.
Yeah, I do enjoy seeing Peter Avalon on my screen.
That Swole chick's pretty cool. Whatever.
I feel like she's missing something. There's something that's not clicking with me. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Cody comes down to the ring and just starts crying about losing.
Okay. He does not cry.
He says...
With his beautiful face.
He says...
and his beautiful tattoo.
You know, MJF, whip me. His beautiful tattoo. I had a fight in a cage. I had to do this. I had to do that. He still beat me. And you know what? It won't be that bad if MJF will come down the ring and say he won fair and square. And then fucking Jake the Snake Roberts comes out.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
I was.
Didn't you see him at the gym?
I did. Yeah. I did see Jake the Snake at the gym. He walked by me and I said, "That looks like Jake the Snake." And then he walked by me again and I said, "That is Jake the Snake." Because he has a wrestling school out here.
In Vegas.
I was always a huge Jake the Snake fan. Always. Great promos. Great matches. Master of the DDT. April's yawning. It basically says that he's not here to, you know, celebrate Cody. He's here to destroy him. He's not here for the whole pie, just Cody's part. And he has a client who's going to destroy Cody.
Destroy him.
Pretty interesting promo.
Who is it?
Who do you think it is?
Who is it? I don't know. What?
So there's three people it could be.
Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy. Lance Archer.
Don't know who that is.
Or Brody Lee.
Luke Harper.
A.K.A. Luke Harper.
Hmm. We'll see.
I think the combination
of... I really hope it is he just brings a cage out and he like leads us on for months and months and months and months and months. And inside the cage is just a fucking snake.
Did you...
Or actually it should just be something totally off his gimmick. It should be like a scorpion.
Did you get to see the spider?
No.
It's horrible. It's very bad. Hmm. A Monday Night Raw Eric Rowan finally showed what was in his cage. And it was a big fake spider.
Ooh, creepy crawly.
Somebody on Reddit was saying that they have a chance to make this not bad. Where if they could... So, like, No Way Jose wanted to see what it was.
Okay.
And let's say No Way Jose is just really afraid of spiders. And so it was a spider. But then, like, next week, it's, like, Mojo. And, like, Mojo's afraid of snakes. Scorpions. Snakes. Yeah, and then it's, like, a handful of snakes. Like, it's whatever you fear is in the cage. Mm. And then when Eric Rowan looks in there... He sees success because he seems to be very afraid of it with all these bullshit lame gimmicks.
Wow. That's rude.
The Vintner.
All right. Rude as hell. So, anyways, got sidetracked.
But it's very exciting.
Yeah.
I think it's a very...
So is he going to be like a manager then?
He will be. Yeah. Okay. Then we get best friends.
Steve's fave.
Boom, 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 boom. We get Chuck Taylor flanked by Trent and Orange Cassidy versus the Bastard Pac. A plus.
Wow. It's a B.
Actually, it was a really good match. It was a B. Really... What is this?
B. What is that?
Oh, barely. That's not a neck tattoo.
What?
Fightful. Be ashamed of yourselves.
What? What does it say?
It says, Brandi Rhodes gets neck tattoo.
And what is it?
It's a set of Mickey ears behind her ear.
Cute.
Yeah. Clickbait, son of a bitch.
Wow.
A really good Chuck Taylor match. Really good. He clicked with Pac.
Clicked.
Pac got in the face of Orange at one point, and Trent got his back for the distraction, and then Chuck Taylor dove through the ring, hit the awful waffle in the corner. Yeah, I think it's awful waffle. His finisher is either the truffle shuffle or the awful waffle.
I cannot.
It's the awful waffle. Do you know what the awful waffle's from?
No. Truffle Shuffle is
Goonies.
You ain't gonna let me answer.
Awful Waffle is from Salute Your Shorts. They would take like...
I know what it is.
Well, what is it?
They would take your underwear.
No. What?
What is it?
They would put a bunch of stuff on your stomach and then smash it in with a tennis racket. I think if you went to Urban Dictionary, there's probably poop involved because Urban Dictionary ruins everything. Chuck Taylor goes for a moonsault. Misses. Pot gets the brutalizer. Chuck taps out. Sucks. Everyone hits the ring. Orange Cassidy gets up in the face of Pac. Then the Lucha Bros run down.
Yeah. What?
And get directly in front of Trent and super kick Orange Cassidy. And Trent had to be like, oh, what? That was really bad. And then they all beat the shit out of everybody. And Pac gets a mic and says, we're the, what is it, Death Triangle?
Or the, yeah. Death Triangle.
And then they say it in Espanol.
De los Triangle.
Well, what did you grade this match?
It was a B.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
We get QT Marshall with Dustin Rhodes and Brandi Rhodes versus Jake Hager with Proud and Powerful.
I did not pay attention because it was like over in 20
seconds. It was a legit squash match. A nothing match. Hager gets the standing triangle hold that he beat Dustin with at the pay-per-view. QT taps out. Dustin hits the ring, starts hitting
Jake.
Proud and Powerful, beat him up. Then Cody comes down. He gets involved. He gets a chair shot for his troubles. Then Nick comes down, hits super kicks on everybody. Mm-hmm. He gets taken down. But then Hangman Adam Page saunters down to the ring with a beer. Gets into the ring, tells Proud and Powerful to calm down, puts his beer down, and then just beats the shit out of everybody. Hits the buckshot lariat on Hager. Flips Nick Jackson off, leaves, takes someone's beer.
Takes like everyone's beer.
Takes everyone's beer from the front row.
Yeah.
And leaves. What would you grade that match?
I would grade it. Well, I mean, it wasn't really a match. It's really just like the whole thing after.
Yeah. The QT Marshall thing was like a D.
It was like a C.
I don't like Jack Hager. I don't like QT Marshall.
Well, so, but like the whole thing after is kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Sean Spears and Tully Blanchard are looking for somebody to be Sean's tag team partner. So go ahead and tag it on Twitter or send an email if you know of someone. April, do you know anybody that would like to be Sean Spears' tag team partner?
I have so many people. It's just And the numbers are endless. Why are they making, like, I feel like this is only, all they have is tag teams.
I love it. Love tag team wrestling.
It's too many.
Love groups.
Too many. Many groups.
Not enough.
Death Pyramid and fucking.
Death Pyramid.
Fucking.
The Death Pyramid.
Best friends. Are the best friends going to break up?
No.
I mean, Orange Cassidy break up.
No. Why?
Why is there a fiesta going on outside?
Hey, baby. Saturday. Mm. Why would Orange Cassidy leave?
Leave, Orange Cassidy. Leave. Anyways.
Orange Cassidy doesn't care.
I was trying to think about what kind of gear I'd want to wear to the show that we're going to go to. And I was deciding between, like if I wanted to represent Statlander with her alien shirt. But I think I want to wear Luchasaurus one.
Which one?
I don't know. I'll have to look at them.
Okay, it's coming up quick.
What if they don't wrestle at our pay-per-view, though? They better.
They fucking better.
Okay.
Then we get a MJF promo from the back where he's saying that he's a new author of AEW and he has a lot of ink in his pen that he's going for the world title. No matter who he has to go through to become the number one contender.
What is with this promo, though?
I think he's just announced, like, he's announcing the next step.
Oh, that's not what I meant. I meant, like, it just keeps continuously going in and out of focus. It's a little annoying.
Was it the promo or was it DirecTV?
No, it was the promo.
Okay.
It's literally like how the camera tries to focus on one. So it kept trying to focus on Wardlow when he would move. And then once he would stand still, focus on
probably him. Because there wasn't. They're trying to act like there wasn't an actual cameraman.
I guess, but that's a little.
MJF's wearing an I Pin Cody shirt.
Thanks for interrupting me.
I don't like you shitting on MJF. He flips off 7-year-olds.
Yeah, he's a brick. I have no desire to meet him.
What?
None.
Why?
I just don't. Why would I want to meet him? So he can just be a punk to me?
You're a chick, though. He'd probably be nice.
He's written to chicks, whore. Remember? He wrote, like, here you go, whore, to, like, some chick. Is that nice? Does that call as friendly to you? Can't wait.
I, I'd rather meet MJF than when I met CM Punk and he was a dick. Because at least I know, like,
he's going to be a dick on purpose.
Yeah. And that's like his gimmick. Like, it's not just because he's miserable in what he has to do. Because then I met CM Punk at the Zombie Run. He was very nice.
And he was very friendly to you.
Very friendly.
You were in a video with
him. Threw me to zombies.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Remember how excited you were? You like called me because you were like excited like a child.
And I...
You didn't know?
I was excited because we saw him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, CM Punk's there.
Yeah, and then you were like, oh my God, we're in a video with CM Punk. I was like, oh my God.
So, cool. Where's your CM Punk video, Star-Lord?
I don't have one.
But like MJF flipping off like Oliver in a picture, that's like...
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. It'd be fucking so funny.
Okay, well, you and Oliver meet him, and I won't.
You don't want to be called a whore?
No. He'll probably call me a bitch. I just have a feeling. Because I have a bitchy face. I'm like, all right, bitch.
All right, bitch. Come on, bitch.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
Don't touch me. Because he has like a rule. Don't touch him. Don't try to shake his hand. Like, I think don't look at him. Yeah. It's very funny.
I can't.
Then we get main event. Chris Jericho, Sammy versus Darby Allin and Jon Moxley.
Wish I could drink my water.
Have some. What you got there? You got tea.
It's gone. I drank it all.
Maybe next time bring me a little water.
No. Get out of here. That's my water. You should have brought your own. Give it to me. Hope I get sick. Hope I get corona.
Again, we kiss on the lips.
I actually put a mask on my lips, so we're not really kissing.
What is this? Batman and Robin?
Oh, yeah, with Poison Ivy. Get it? Because my middle name's Ivy.
You know what, though? I'm very happy you understood that reference. Because that's like one of the dumbest things in the movie.
What?
When he rips off like the fake lips.
Fake lips.
Oh my God. What a horrible movie that
is. Oh man, let's rewatch it.
Let's do it. There's not a bunch of other movies that we need to watch.
We have to watch others.
Jon Moxley comes out. He gets attacked by some Lucha Libre wrestlers in the crowd.
And you know it's not. You know it's Inner Circle. Come on.
It is. All three of them.
Take Jon Moxley to the picnic area, whatever.
Picnic? The cafeteria. The concessions?
Yeah.
Just beat the shit out of him. Throw garbage on him. Choke him out. So Darby just goes at this by himself.
Darby. Darby. Yeah.
Really fucking really, really good match for a handicap match.
So that's what I was... When we watched this match, I was thinking, I was like... He's so good. He's so small. Like, yeah. Not like I'm just saying he's tiny. Like, he's like a smaller framed dude, but he can do so much.
Oh, yeah.
If he went to WWE, they would just murder him.
Yeah.
Literally call him Shorty Emo Boy.
One of, Sammy does all these, like, vlogs on YouTube.
Yeah.
In one of them, he, like, is like, oh, I gotta go check out over here. And it's like a boiler room, and Darby's in there. And Sammy's like, Darby, what are you doing in here? And Darby's like looking around. And Sammy's like, this isn't Raw. He's like, oh yeah. And like walks out of the boiler room.
I can't.
Very funny.
Ha ha ha.
Darby really holds his own against the two of them.
Yeah.
Takes some also fucking horrific shots.
Yeah.
To the dome.
Died, right?
Yeah, he definitely, at one point, is at the end of the match, did a suicide dive.
Yeah.
Jericho hit him with the Judas effect and, like, really kind of hit him. I mean, that's the sharpest point of your body, is the elbow. You can fuck some shit up with your elbow. You didn't know that?
I hate you.
Why? Look it up.
I'll look it up.
You, like, don't want to believe me. I can see it in your face.
Go.
At one point, Darby does a coffin drop to all of the Inner Circle outside, takes them all down. Pretty great.
Yeah. And Moxley is just dead at this point. He's like dead at the picnic area.
Nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
After Jericho hit him with the Judas Effect. Then Moxley comes out with a chair and just starts beating the shit out of everybody.
Yeah. But at this point, Darby's just like done.
Darby like rolls out of the ring.
Yeah, he's
late. Talking out. To the ref.
Yeah, ref's powwowing. Ref's like, he's done. This match was really good, though.
Yeah, what would you grade the match?
This was an A.
Yes, a grade. Inner Circle gets the heat back on Jon Moxley, beat his ass all the way up to the stage, and Shield powerbomb him through a table. And then all of them give him the finger.
Give him the bird.
To go off the air. April.
The bird.
What would you grade that show?
Bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. It was a B. I'm going to give it a B.
Yes, I agree.
A solid B.
What would your match of the night be?
Is that a new thing we're doing?
Sure.
That one. The one we just talked about. Yeah,
the main event.
Yeah.
Mine, of course, is Best Friends.
Best Friends.
Then we have SmackDown.
Yes.
From March 6th, 2020.
This is so good. I missed this whole segment. I miss this whole segment?
You were putting our son to bed.
Oh, okay. And he was going to bed late.
Yes.
Okay.
Starts off with... What's her thing called?
A moment of bliss.
A moment of bliss. I can bliss miss. Bliss. The coffee house. I couldn't come up with what it was actually called.
A moment of bliss.
With the NWO.
With Nikki Cross. I saw that bitch on the side.
I'm such a big fan. I need to take... She took a selfie with all of the NWO.
Is that really what happened?
Yes.
Come on.
I'm going to start sending you her Twitter because it's in that annoying character and it's not good.
Don't do that to me.
They just started talking about Goldberg.
Why?
So Kevin Nash was the first one to beat Goldberg in WCW because Kevin Nash was the booker at the time and booked himself to beat the hottest act in WCW. And it wasn't even a clean win. Scott Hall had a cattle prod, essentially. Yeah, and shocked Goldberg. Then Nash jackknifed
him. The whole point of this is because they're going into the Hall of Fame, right?
They are going into the Hall of Fame, correct.
That's the only reason this is happening.
Yes. But also to talk about Goldberg.
Okay. Goldberg. Okay, so you watched this. I didn't. How was it?
Bad. Wasn't good. I still have a lot. I have a lot of respect for Sean Waltman. 1-2-3 kid. X-Pac. Halfway through, Sami Zayn comes down with Cesaro and Nakamura. And they start talking shit back and forth. And Sean Waltman's like, if you want to fight, we'll fight. Let's fight. And Sami Zayn pulls the old heel tactic. Oh, you want to fight? I don't think so. And like they start to walk off. And then here comes Braun Strowman.
Yeah. Roar! That was Braun's music or whatever. Would you even consider it music?
Braun!
Is that what it says?
Yeah. It's him saying his name. You just thought he was yelling like a lion?
Yeah.
Nope.
I did.
Nope.
It's I thought him, it was just like, Roar!
It's him saying, Braun! I should also mention this is the go-home show for Elimination Chamber.
Horrible. Wow. That's a pretty bad revelation. Dun, dun, dun.
So Strowman comes out.
I'm just not going to get over it. Now, every time I have to be... You have to always tell me what the songs actually say and mean.
I'm not like most girls.
I am a monster. If you go and listen to her music, that's literally what it sounds like.
You should listen to Sheamus' old music because it was like sung like Irish.
Uh-huh.
And it was like lobster head, too many limes, but it was like
what?
Something. I don't remember what the lobster head was, but it was too many lies. Yeah.
Okay.
That's like classic.
All right, so what happened at the end?
Oh, Braun Strowman comes out. Everyone leaves.
Does he choo-choo around the fucking ring?
He didn't get to choo-choo.
Damn it.
Sammy gets back. Like, Sammy gets cornered in the ring, and everyone's going to beat him up. So instead, he grabs Alexa Bliss and puts her in front of him and then escapes the ring. And then Braun Strowman says, everyone's going to get these hands. And he said, that's too sweet. And then they all too sweet in the ring, because that's an NWO thing.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't think I ever hear anyone use their like catchphrase more than Braun Strowman. I feel like I hear get these hands like every single moment he talks. Every time.
Back to Nia Jax. You're right. I don't feel like I heard her say, I'm not like most girls, every single promo.
I'm not like most girls. No, she probably said it maybe once, actually.
She did say, I am a monster a lot, though. Which is really
which
weird.
Which is that song. But like, well, he says it every time.
Every week?
Every single time.
It's getting over.
I hear him talk. No.
The kids love it. The adults love it. Men and women alike.
I don't.
All screaming, get these hands. Do you remember, where were they at? Like Michigan? And people were going crazy for Braun Strowman, dude.
People were going crazy.
What the fuck?
I know, I think people like him. I just can't stand his, like, catchphrase every single time he opens his mouth. You're gonna get these hands!
Rah!
Ron, I've heard you say get these hands like 16 million times.
And his finisher isn't like a punch. It's a power slam. Which is also lame.
Roar!
Like, get these hands. Oh,
okay.
My God.
All right. So that was a rating. What would you rate that whole segment? An A plus? Sounds like you really liked it.
D.
Wow. D for dumb.
Then we get Bailey and Sasha Banks.
Okay. So I'm here for this now. I'm around.
Naomi and Lacey Evans.
Which we just saw last week, literally.
Literally.
So, okay. So, is there just no Elimination Chamber match for the girls now? Like, the SmackDown girls? Because they didn't announce anything.
Nope.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
So, Lacey said she was going to be in the chamber.
Well, so did Sheamus. Don't forget. The SmackDown Elimination Chamber is the tag match now.
So, no one's in it.
Well... The tag teams are.
I just can't.
Yeah.
So, who's even on the pay-per-view?
Oh, and no one.
So, it's literally the tag teams?
A match made a little bit later in the show with Drew Gulak and Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's look it up.
There's no way. There's no way. And then the tag teams... This has got to be one of the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Prep. If I had tickets to the show, I'd be pretty upset.
I feel like they had one not too long ago that we were like, what are the fucking matches? Do you remember?
TLC.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
TLC.
So we get Natalya, Liv Morgan, Baszler, Asuka, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan.
Okay.
That's a chamber match. Awesome. Strowman versus Nakamura, okay. Cesaro, and Sami Zayn, where we bury three people at once.
Cool.
Then we got... Well, there's some matches. Miz and Morrison, New Day, Usos, Heavy Machinery, Lucha House Party, and Rudolph. That's a chamber match.
Uh-huh.
Daniel Bryan versus Drew Gulak. Andrade versus...
He's back?
Yeah, he was back on Monday. Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo for the U.S. title.
Didn't even know he was back.
Aleister Black, who took a loss on Monday, versus AJ Styles, who beat him in a no DQ match. So, figure we'll probably get an Undertaker run in.
Okay.
Because Aleister, how are you going to beat AJ if AJ is supposed to beat or go against The Undertaker at WrestleMania and be credible? But also, are you just going to start beating Aleister all the time? So, there's going to be some fuckery there. Street Profits versus Rollins and Murphy. That's for the belts. The Profits just won on Monday. So we have seven matches.
Lame.
No world championship matches.
Yeah.
Goldberg's not even on the card. Brock Lesnar's not even on the card.
Yeah.
Bray's not on the card.
Yeah.
Roman's not on the card. Baron Corbin's not on the card. Up until yesterday, Daniel Bryan wasn't on the card. Drew McIntyre not on the card.
Wow.
Kevin Owen, not on the card.
Boo.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Let's get back to it.
Bayley versus Sasha Banks versus Naomi and Lacey Evans.
Lacey Evans looks like a circus clown.
Lacey Evans walks out in a ringmaster type uniform.
Doesn't match her gimmick at all. So I'm.
Are you saying the sultry, sassy,
Southern
silly
Belle
SmackDown's serpent? What? Southern Belle.
No. I was just like, okay, whatever, bitch. I don't know. Okay, whatever.
It wasn't good.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. All right.
Lacey Evans gets the heat. Gets a hot tag to Naomi. Naomi runs wild. Hits a corkscrew to the outside. It wasn't too bad. Sasha, the ending...
The ending was weird.
It was really weird. Sasha hits her finisher in the corner, pins Naomi, 1, 2, 3. What would you grade that match?
It was like a C. I mean, they tried.
They did try. You're right, a C. We get New Day talking backstage.
I like Naomi.
I like Naomi too.
And you did like Bayley when she like kicked fucking Naomi's jacket out of the way when she walked out like a bitch. She said, kick this fucking jacket out of my way.
Fuck this shit. New Day's talking about just Elimination Chamber and there's a gauntlet later and trying to make Kayla laugh. And
yeah, like Big E's like up in her face, like one inch away.
Kayla!
And I was like, why are you doing this to her? Come on, man.
We get Bayley and Sasha celebrating backstage as well. That they're going to take the rest of the night off. They don't have to fight at WrestleMania. They don't have to fight at Elimination Chamber. What a great life.
They're living their best lives.
Then we get Sheamus coming out. And April said, it better not be Apollo Crews or Shorty G. And you weren't looking at the screen. And then they brought Apollo up. And I said, well, you're wrong about that. And then Shorty G also walked out.
And I was like, you know what? Come on, man. Why?
Like,
why do we keep seeing this?
I don't know. Apollo Crews is going to go out to wrestle his match. And Shorty G's like, hey, man, you know, if you get in a bad way, just let me know. And I'll run out and help you and blah, blah, blah. And Apollo just says, leave me alone. And goes and we get Apollo Crews versus Sheamus. Apollo Crews gets his ass whooped.
Yeah.
I just don't even get it. I just don't even get it.
I remember when you said Apollo Crews was going to be something so special.
I remember it too.
Buried. Buried. Dead.
He could do a standing backflip. And he's thick. He's huge. What the fuck are we talking about?
Buried.
Oh my god.
Cool. What would you grade that match?
An F.
F for fail.
Like, they brought Sheamus back. And he's only wrestled two people since he's come back.
Yeah.
Shorty G and Apollo Crews. He's been back for like 2 months.
Which could be something better, but they just let him kill him and that's it. They make him look like clowns.
It's so fucking stupid. I hate it. Then we get Drake Maverick approaching Drew Gulak in the back.
Yeah, where's he been?
Who the fuck knows? Remember when he was supposed to be Baron Corbin's dude?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I really don't.
Says that he wants a match against Daniel Bryan and wants to use his weaknesses. And Drew Gulak's like, not you. Daniel Bryan shows up and challenges Drew for elimination.
Well, because he's like, I know the thing about his kick or something.
636 weaknesses, April. He has all of them memorized.
All of them.
Thank you to the power of PowerPoint. Then we get, oh my god, Carmella and Dana Brooke versus Fire and Desire with Dolph Ziggler.
Boo.
Carmella got pyro again.
I know, you were so excited. Why does she get it?
I have no fucking clue. Nobody cares about three of these people.
Aw, so who do they care about, Mandy?
Mandy and Dolph. Are the only two that people care about.
Aw, man. Poor Dana.
I didn't pay any attention to this match.
I did. It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I kept thinking that Dolph was going to cost them the match.
You did. But actually, he helped and they won. So Dolph is just smoozing his way into that. But Mandy's like not acting as interested in him. So I don't know if that's like a whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she like gives him like looks.
But then she just fucking... Whatchamacallit?
We'll get into it.
Okay, whatever.
Never stand up a girl.
Yeah. So that match was like a C for trying, whatever.
C for trying. Yeah. It was a D.
Oh.
Dana Brooke just got signed to another 5-year contract. Why?
Oh, she don't give a damn. She's the kind of person that's just happy to.
Well, I'm saying what's in it for WWE?
Oh, don't hate. Come on, man.
But like,
I like Dana Brooke. They just bury her.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with Dana Brooke, but she has zero skill and zero charisma. And there's about 10,000 great women's wrestlers on NXT right now.
Look at my jaw.
It's on the floor. Pick that jaw up. There's coronavirus.
That's really rude. I don't think that's...
She has some skill, but she has no charisma.
I think she's horrible on the microphone. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, totally.
But she's got some skill. Come on.
Yeah, well, she is a natural athlete.
But, yeah. Which is better than some of the girls.
We could go up and down the fucking NXT roster right now.
Yeah, but I don't think any of those chicks want to move up.
Tegan Knox.
They don't want to move up, man.
Candice LeRae. Care. Rhea Ripley. Bianca Belair.
So you're just going to move Rhea Ripley up and she just won the championship? Get out. Calm down over there. Let Dana Brooke have her 5-year contract. Calm down.
Any one of your cousins. We get the Firefly Frog.
Oh, you're not going to rate that match because you barely saw it?
I said a D.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Damn.
We get a Firefly Why did we also have to see two women's tag matches?
Okay, now you're starting to sound sexist.
I'm not, but just fucking mix it up. We could have had a singles match. Sasha versus Naomi, for example.
Nah, we have to see the same match 2 weeks in a row. Anyways, go ahead.
Dumb. Firefly Funhouse.
I'm really glad that you're
having... Yeah.
Just a bunch of pictures of John Cena.
Yeah.
Dead.
I barely got to watch this because I had to go upstairs and yell at Oliver to go to bed.
Yeah, so basically he's like, they're the little rabbits like...
I saw that.
You're mad at John Cena because... Because
he beat you. He beat 2016. You
so long ago. Beep, 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 boop.
Take a look.
And he's just like...
That's what happened, dude. Bye. You can't see me. Fucking rambling rabbit. And then he just talks about, like, time can either hurt or heal.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I had to walk away.
Let me in.
Let me in. Yeah. He was also sitting in the front row the whole time of SmackDown, drinking beer.
That's stupid. There was a guy wearing the fucking Fiend mask the whole time.
We get Otis walking up to Mandy and saying, Mandy, I would like to apologize for showing up late.
It's too late.
It's too little too late. Women don't like to be stood up. He's like, I have this text message. Otis is like, a serious voice is the best voice.
But so he's trying to like tell her that he had a text message.
And nobody's like questioning the text message.
Oh, also, we haven't even talked about throughout the show. There's just like a glitch every like 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, the past couple weeks there's been
like a glitch.
Yeah. It's like a graphic will show up and then go away. And it looks like Ollie's hand light. So it could be Ollie. There were some people saying that it was Killer Cross, but there's no way it's Killer Cross.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Killer Cross is an independent wrestler that recently got signed to WWE. Remember when Moxley showed up here in Vegas at that show? The indie show? And I was like, oh, I wanted to go to that, and I just didn't.
Yeah.
That's who he fought against. Killer Cross. Then we get the 4-hour-long gauntlet match. Opens up with Heavy Machinery versus New Day. Very good match. Mm-hmm. Big E.
Big meaty men slapping. I swear to God, big, someone said that.
Meaty men slapping meat.
Somebody said that, and I heard it. Because I was like, big meaty men. That's all I heard.
I think Corey might have said something like, a lot of meat.
Something. And Corey was talking shit and saying, how will Heavy Machinery fit in there? Pod.
I can't ever find that promo. I tried.
Like, it's like, how are we gonna fit?
Oh, was New Day still?
They were bad guys then.
Yeah. Man, I'm gonna have to go back far.
Yeah, because they were definitely heels at that point. Because even when they opened the thing, they kept trying to keep it closed and like not it get out.
It was how like, we all gonna fit?
Yeah, all three of them were able to be in there.
But I mean, I feel
you
like
you could just watch that match.
Otis and Tucker might be the first ones out, but I'd really like to see them
what
in
are
a
you
pod.
About? The whole because they fucking lost this.
Yeah.
I see. How stupid. I thought because they made it through the whole thing that they were gonna win. So that they would be the last ones in.
Spoiler alert from April.
Yeah, well, whatever. It sucks. So stupid. Made me watch this whole fucking thing and then they lost.
It's true.
So annoying, dude. I could have just went to bed.
We get some clothesline spots from Big E and Otis. It's great. Tucker is basically in the ring the whole fucking entire time.
All right, so
Heavy Machinery pins New Day. Lucha House Party comes down. They go for fucking ever.
They go forever.
Heavy Machinery pins Lucha House Party. Then the Usos come out. Because, yes, we need to get all of the faces out at once.
Yeah, all the good guys need to die. Lose.
I thought for sure the Usos were going to win.
Yeah, I told you they were not. I told you it was going to be Heavy Machinery. I told you it was going to be Heavy Machinery, at least with Dolph Ziggler.
Usos lose. It was like a roll-up, too, right?
And they were like, what?
Miz and Morrison come down. They get pinned. Then they beat up Otis. Send him through the barricade.
Kill him.
Then Tucker fights a whole nother match against Rudolph.
Yeah.
Otis rallies back. Gets the shit kicked out of him.
And they lose so dumb, too. They like, lose. What?
Yep.
It was so stupid.
Blind tag.
They're not even a real fucking tag team. Dolph Ziggler and Rude to me.
They don't even go here.
They're not even a real tag team. They don't match. They don't act like a team. They suck. I don't like them together. They're literally like the equivalent of Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss to me.
I was
as a fucking tag team. So what is happening? Why are they still around?
I was walking into Target the other day. And a car had a license plate. It was Glenn Coco.
You go, Glenn Coco. And now you know that reference because I made you watch that movie.
It's true. Go ahead and check out the archives for It Used to Be Better. Mean Girls. What would you grade?
This 1,000-year match?
What would you grade Heavy Machinery versus New Day?
That was like A.
Yep. I was going to say B+. What would you grade Heavy Machinery versus Lucha House Party? It was an A for me.
I'm just going to say it's a B because it was a little too long. I feel like if they would have ended it a little bit shorter, it would have been okay.
But we got to see a lot of shit that we don't usually get to see. We did. From like Lindsay and...
No, they're really good.
Graham Malley.
They're really good, but I just knew that there was so much more left. And I was like, this got to go on. So this got to keep going.
Heavy Machinery versus Usos.
That was C.
Yeah. Whatever. Very quick. Heavy Machinery versus Miz and Morrison.
That was like a B.
Yeah. Heavy Machinery versus Rudolph.
This is fucking an F because they should have won. So who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? What would you grade the show overall?
C.
Yeah. Well, did you have a match of the night? Was it Apollo versus Sheamus?
No, it doesn't. Definitely wasn't. What were the matches I saw again?
I think it was all the Gauntlet.
Okay, so I had to just be Heavy Machinery versus New Day. And the House Party people. That was all right.
It wasn't Sasha.
No.
It wasn't.
No.
Carmella.
No.
Fair enough. What did you think of the pay-per-view?
The Revolution?
Yes.
It was good.
It was really good.
It was really good. Had a lot of good stuff. I thought it was whack that Cody lost. People hating on Cody and his tattoo.
Cody got a neck tattoo that is utterly horrible.
I don't mind it at all.
When he came out.
Let me play devil's advocate. That dude hot, whether he got a tattoo on his neck or not.
That is not devil's advocate. That is just you saying that he is hot, whether or not he is a tattoo.
I was watching this at work. Nobody tell me. I was watching this at work, and one of my girls was like, "Oh, is that wrestling? Some dudes are hot." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I know he's hot."
Was she talking about Jake the Snake Roberts?
No. She's definitely talking about Cody.
But when they came out and he had that, and you were like, "Did he get a tattoo?" I was like, "No, that's not a tattoo."
Were like, no way. The only reason why the tattoo is extreme for everyone is because it's on his neck.
It's fucking huge.
Anywhere else, no one would care.
No.
That's why you can't say it's a shitty tattoo.
It's huge.
It's just not the best place. I don't mind it. I don't think that dude wants to fucking be an actor and shit. He wants to wrestle. He doesn't care.
I think he does want to be an actor. He was in an you know what? He was in a couple episodes of Arrow.
Well, he better not want to, because now he ain't going to be able to. Well, that's a lie. They can just cover up with makeup.
Yeah, The Rock's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, I was like, they can cover it up. But I just don't think it's that bad.
It's trashy.
Trashy? Oh, my God. It would have been... okay. If it was on his face...
Oh, this wouldn't even be a conversation.
You'd be so happy?
No, he would be locked away in an asylum.
Yeah. But everyone's getting face tattoos right now. So can you imagine if he would have came out with a face one? So many people are getting face tattoos right now.
So fucking stupid. Don't get a face tattoo.
Are you talking to me?
Everyone.
Oh.
All the listeners. You know what? And you. Just a reminder. No face tattoos.
Okay. I did not plan on it.
I won't get a face tattoo either.
Anyways, I was a little bummed that he lost.
But it makes more sense for him to lose. Cody doesn't need the win. MJF needs the win. It really solidifies him as a heel. April just walked out.
But Cody's just like a wimp, I feel like, at this point. Like, they just keep making him lose and lose and lose and lose.
It's really up to, him.
I know it's up to him. He got a neck tattoo because he needed to be somewhat badass. Shit.
But, like, him losing doesn't take anything away. Maybe he'll beat Luke Harper or whoever this is.
I hope he starts beating someone. Shit.
Who do you think he fights at our pay-per-view?
Dude, I don't know. I don't even know who the Exalted One is. I don't know who anyone is.
Will he bleed at the pay-per-view?
I'm going to be so upset if he does. And I should just stare right at it, because I guess I got to get used to blood.
Get used to blood.
What did you think of the pay-per-view?
I thought it was great. And I'm not saying that just because I had to buy it.
Steve's mad. He wanted to watch it for free. Yeah, the worst match on the card was the chick match, which sucks.
It does suck.
I really want the chicks to be something. Where's Joey Janela?
Hey, he's wrestling next week.
Wow, okay.
Death Triangle versus Joey Janela and Street Party.
Street Party.
We're going to get the rules for the Blood and Guts edition of Dynamite, which is the
next one. War Games.
War Games, thank you. We also are going to get MGF with the Butcher and the Blade versus Jurassic Express.
Yeah.
And then Cody versus Ortiz. FYI, Ortiz was the one that hit him with a chair.
Okay.
Ronda Rousey was at WWE headquarters, FYI.
So we're thinking WrestleMania?
Nope.
Okay.
No way.
So why are you telling me this information?
Just letting you know.
So then why would that matter?
Maybe she'll come back after.
She's still not pregnant, huh?
At least she has all of her fingers.
I know, but I think she wants a baby.
Hey, match of the night, though, legit, for the pay-per-view, was definitely fucking Orange Cassidy. That match was fucking awesome.
Damn, you're not going to say the tag team?
The tag team match was really, really good.
Everyone was the hottest, though, for Orange Cassidy.
It
was
oh, my God.
Crazy.
Yeah. Because it was what? People? Tag team match, women's match, and then Orange Cassidy.
No. No way. What wasn't it like that? Mm-mm. Tag team match, women's. What other matches did we watch?
I think it was.
Jeff Cody. Cody.
Cody.
Cody. Who else wrestled? Oh, was it that order? Was it that order?
Okay. Tag team match, women's match, MJF, Orange Cassidy.
I'm a genius.
But that match was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy's great.
Orange Cassidy was really good. He's going to try. And he did.
He did. Did you have anything else, April, before we finished?
You were going to talk about Cody's live band that was really good, that you really liked. And his real tattoo.
The only cool thing about Cody's entrance was
all the people.
Green Arrow being there.
Mm. You liked the live choir, though, for Jericho.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That was really
cool. Some people tried shitting on it, but it was really good.
Who?
Yeah, people are fucking stupid.
They could shit on the band, which I actually didn't hate the band that much, but the band probably sounded better in person, and it sounded like shit on TV.
Oh, it sounded really bad.
It sounded like complete garbage on TV. But the choir thing is cool. Don't hate on real singing.
She, like, tagged Chris Jericho in a video of her singing, and that's, like, on Instagram, and that's how all that happened.
No way.
Yep.
That makes it even cooler.
Her brother was like a huge Chris Jericho fan and wanted to be a wrestler, and then he died in a car accident 17 years ago.
Wow.
People are just mean, April.
Why are people shitting on that then?
MJF flipped her off. No, that's not
true. That's probably true. MJF flipped off children and was on TMZ.
And then they reached out to him for a statement, and his statement was
kids or something.
Fuck them kids.
And then did you hear that? Like, did they ask like Cody Rhodes for a statement? And he was like, well, if you get a meet and greet, that's literally what you're going to get.
Like, you knew what you were getting. What?
That kid was so upset.
That's what I don't understand. Like, If I was to take Oliver to meet MJF, I know what I'm getting myself into. I know it. I'm going to get called fat. He's going to say Oliver's ugly.
Is he going to say fat boy? I showed my coworkers.
He'll probably call me fat boy.
I showed my coworkers that video of him calling that guy fat boy. Because they were like, he was like, what's your name? Justin.
Little fat boy.
Hi, fat boy. And they were like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, he's fucking mean.
And then he'll flip Oliver off. We'll get an autograph and we'll go home. It'll be great.
I'll just take a picture.
But, like, yeah. What? They need to get better hold of their superstars. Fuck you.
Who said that?
The dad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Crybaby.
Wow. That's a little too intense. I can see where the dad's coming from. At the same time, don't meet that wrestler then.
No.
Go meet all the other friendlier wrestlers that are going to be so nice to your kid.
MJF Dustin Rhodes, Sonny Kiss.
All we've seen so far is how mean he is to people.
Yeah.
With all of his signings.
Everything.
Literally everyone.
Oh my God.
What?
We got to talk about SmackDown.
What do you mean?
I completely skipped over Baron Corbin and Elias in the backstage area. And Baron Corbin just buries the shit out of Elias and says, you're a one-trick pony. Nobody likes you. You're not a good musician. You suck. Why don't you just go away? And Elias couldn't even, like, stutter a sentence out. So that's probably going to be a WrestleMania match. Hooray.
Better than Elias versus John Cena. Remember when that was supposed to be it?
Yeah, we're also getting John Cena versus Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania, which isn't going to be good.
No. So John Cena's going to win?
Well, I heard that, like, Cena doesn't want to lose.
What?
It's fucking mind-boggling. Like, I just don't have fucking words. He doesn't
even want to be a wrestler.
Exactly. What the fuck's it matter? Cliff told me this, so I don't know if it's true or not. But
he doesn't want to lose.
Fuck off. You've been gone for like 2 years, bro. Take a loss and get the fuck out of here.
Whoa, I'm going to need you to calm down. You don't even know if that's accurate.
The company's big, one of the company's biggest stars right now. Could have been. Lost to Goldberg in 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's now going to lose to John Cena, possibly.
Because now they're not doing it right anymore.
It's so fucking stupid.
It's going to go downhill from here. Are you ready for it to go downhill?
I miss the Nightmare Collective.
Wow. Whoa. I don't, but what happened to the people on that team?
They've been wrestling on...
Dark?
Yeah.
That guy's called, like...
Dr. Luther.
Murder Dude.
Murder Dude. Murder Dude and Ball Chick have been wrestling on Dark.
Cool. Are they a team?
I don't know. They've been coming into the ring together, but I don't think they're the team.
Lame.
I'm sure there's some storyline things going on.
Gotcha.
But we don't watch Dark.
We don't.
Probably should.
We have 1,000 things to watch, so unless we're going to stop watching WWE or something, oh, I'm not...
What a fucking dream that would be. I don't watch Raw anymore.
Well, I don't because I'm at school.
Yeah, I turn it off. I watch YouTube.
Wow. Wow. When's the last time we saw Becky Lynch wrestle?
It's been at least a month. I saw her get bit.
I fucking am so glad I did not see that stupid thing. That's probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Why?
I don't fucking know. I don't have answers anymore.
Okay. So let me get this straight. WWE doesn't want blood because it's trying to be like very child rated, right?
Yes.
So then they bring up this chick who I can't even hang with anything about her.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to make her look tough, they get her to bite the back of Becky Lynch's neck like a vampire.
Yes. Well, vampire, and usually the front.
I know. She's obviously a dumb one. She's obviously a dumb vampire.
I don't think.
No. What was the point of this? No. There's no right answer.
She did cut a promo the next week saying, I did it just because I could. Because I wanted to. And then she said, like, bitch or something. And then somebody on Twitter was like, you know, my son won't be able to watch if you keep using that language. And she said something like, well, I guess your son's not going to watch some shit.
Wowzers. I just think that was the most non-believable thing I've ever seen on wrestling. Ever. Since I've been watching.
I lived through vampires in wrestling.
What?
There it is. Edge... originally was a, it like paused for a second, I don't know why, but Edge originally debuted in a group called, or by himself, but he joined a group called The Brood, which is Gangrel, a vampire, Edge and Christian, and they were goth, and they came out of a ring of fire on the floor, and that was a million times cooler than what I witnessed that day.
This was so dumb. This was like the dumbest
I just
thing.
Remember texting you. Shayna bit Becky's neck.
What? Bit her? And I'm just like, what a stupid fucking way to make someone look tough.
It's so cool.
It's not.
They keep showing it because of how awesome it was.
It's not. It's so dumb.
No, you're off the mark on
this
one.
They wanted something different. They wanted something different, but not... What? I just can't talk about it anymore. It's so fucking stupid. So she's going to win that stupid chamber match, which is
which might
looking?
Not... It might... Who knows now? Who knows now? Because I guess she had a match against Kari Sane, and Vince wasn't super high on it. Yeah. So who the fuck knows what's going to happen?
No way.
Super cool.
That'd be so crazy. Who else could she even face?
Asuka.
Well, Asuka's amazing.
Natalya.
Hey, dude, I was like going to say it would probably be Natalya. Asuka's...
What? Ruby Riott. Sarah Logan.
Sarah fucking Logan. Asuka's the best.
She is. Kana-chan.
Kana-chan.
On YouTube is the
best.
Which
we're just watching her just live her life in Vegas. We gotta find her.
And Samoa Joe's injured again. He got injured and then he got suspended.
He got suspended. What are you talking about? He's like a wellness thing.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I bet that suspension is just because he got injured on a commercial suit. Like, he got injured doing something that wasn't wrestling, so they just suspended him.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's like, so if you're a football player, you're not allowed to, like, do things like ride motorcycles and shit, and they'll suspend you games.
So he was suspended doing what? What was he filming?
Remember he filmed a commercial and got injured?
But I thought it was a commercial for WWE.
I don't fucking know what it's for.
I'm pretty sure it's for WWE.
Fired.
Okay. So what do we got going on? What's coming up? We got Chambers fucking this Sunday.
Do you want to...
No, I don't want to. Are we going to do a who's going to win card?
Yeah. Who do you think's going to win the women's chamber match?
Well, it's supposed to be Shayna.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and agree as well. Shayna. Okay. Strowman versus the three of them.
Strowman.
Yes, of course. Ms. Morrison. Elimination Chamber match. The tag team one.
And it's for the titles?
Yes.
I think they're going to let... I think they're going to let Ms. and Morrison win.
I think it's Lucha House Party time now.
You fucking wish.
No, yeah, they'll come out champions.
Yeah, because Ziggler and Heavy Machinery are going to get into a whole thing, so they're going to get out. And Usos and New Day will take each other out. And then Miz and Morrison will take Lucha House Party out. The end.
Wow.
Done.
What about Street Profits versus Rollins and Murphy?
Is it for the titles?
Yes.
Street Profits.
Yeah, I think they retain. They just won on Monday.
They just won. Don't make them look like fools.
Aleister Black versus AJ Styles in a no DQ match.
So it's going to be AJ Styles, right?
I don't know. I'm going to say it ends in a no contest. There is no winner or loser. Okay. It just ends.
Okay.
Andrade versus Humberto.
Andrade.
I think Humberto is going to win.
Humberto Carrillo for the championship?
Yes.
Oh, then probably because they're going to punish him for being suspended.
But I also think, like, it's time.
Go marry Charlotte.
Go marry Charlotte, you fuck. Daniel Bryan versus Drew Gulak.
Okay. Hold the fuck on.
I'm going to say Drew Gulak.
If Drew Gulak wins, I will die.
I think Drew Gulak's going to win.
No way.
Yep.
You really think so?
Yeah.
No. It's going to be Daniel Bryan. You could only hope. No escape.
Elimination? Oh, you know why? This is the German website.
Why are you on the German one?
Because the Wikipedia had, like, references.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they probably won't say chamber in Germany.
No escape. Oh, because it's like...
Yes. All right, April. Anything else?
No.
For April 4th, Steve, This has been the Frankensteiner Podcast. Make sure to like and subscribe. Leave a comment. Leave a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram and all social media outlets under Franken Culture. Bye.
Bye.